This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. My name's Andy Hearn.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And thanks so much for being here. A reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. And right now, I am excited to be joined by Russell Brown, Lions Wire NFL Draft Analyst for Fantasy Pros. You can find him on social media at Russ NFL Draft. Russ, it is great to be back chatting with you. Thanks so much for joining me, my friend.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. Hope all is well.
Yeah, I hope all is well with you as well. It's NFL Combine Week, which is really, really fun. We get to hear some of these GMs and coaches speak throughout the course of the week. Lots going on in Indy. Want to talk to you a little bit about the Combine, the draft, and of course, talk some Detroit Lions as well. Let me start off by asking you this. It is NFL Combine Week. Just in general, what are you looking forward to? What are you most excited about? Who do you want to see? What's kind of on top of your mind as we, you know, kind of kick off Combine Week here?
there's a bunch of things, right? But I look forward to it all, right? I don't have a specific, I mean, we'll talk about specific groups here, but I know, you know, just as a whole, I look at every group and, you know, I got to evaluate 100 to 150 of these guys every year. So I'm trying to, you know, pay attention to every group as much as possible. Who can catch my eye? Who, you know, maybe disappoints a little bit, and I look at it and it's like, all right, maybe I go back and check the tape on certain players. But that just varies case by case on who's performing well and who's not. But, you know, there's so many good players across the board. Seeing them compete, it's always fun. You know, who will be those players that step up and shine and move up the draft boards? You know, I like this defensive line group quite a bit. But I think, you know, just in general, if I had to pick one position group to really pay attention to for this week, it would be the running back class. Because outside of Boise State running back Ashton Gentry, it's kind of a guessing game of how these running backs will unfold. You know, you've got Iowa running back Caleb Johnson. You've got the Ohio State duo of Henderson and Judkins. You've got Auburn running back Jarquez Hunter, North Carolina running back Omarion Hampton, Damian Martinez from Miami, Florida. I like Woody Marks from USC. And I am curious, you know, Dylan Sampson from Tennessee, he could be the fastest one of the group. He ran a 100-meter dash at 10.48 seconds in high school. So we'll see kind of what he ends up doing this week in Indy.
Yeah, I'm excited about this class as well, save for the fact that probably for both you and I, from a Lions and Packers standpoint, probably not super involved in the running back market unless maybe I'm misreading something in Detroit, but it would seem with Montgomery and Gibbs, you guys are probably pretty set. Obviously in Green Bay, drafted Marshawn Lloyd last year, Josh Jacobs, and then really like Chris Brooks and Emmanuel Wilson as well, but still always very fun to kind of look at all these prospects. Am I misreading Detroit at all, or are they probably out of the running back market for the most part?
I would think they are. I mean, you know, I guess it kind of depends on what happens with Craig Reynolds. He's set to hit the market. I think they like to carry four running backs, and they've got Saion Vaki, Gibbs, and Montgomery, like you mentioned. So we'll see what they end up doing. Maybe they, you know, throw a dart on the board later, you know, in the fifth or sixth round or something like that. But that will much depend on if they sign anybody in free agency or if they bring back a player like Craig Reynolds.
So outside of running back, what are we sort of learning so far about this particular draft class? Like, what has kind of you intrigued and what sort of stood out to you so far just in general about this draft class?
Deep interior defensive line class. If you need help on the interior parts of your defensive line, and there's a couple of tweeners that, you know, could play maybe as a five technique for you, but maybe more of like a three tech, a four eye, you bump them inside a little bit. It's a deep class for all of that. There's a total of 42 defensive tackles in this combine that will be performing this week. Only 24 were there last year. So it just goes to show how deep it is. It's almost doubled. I think this is a group of defensive linemen where you're going to see one selected every single round. You're going to see teams selecting them every single round. And I think, you know, we're going to be seeing 5 to 7, maybe 8 defensive linemen in total drafted per round, and I think every team will be looking to take a guy. So I think, you know, you look at defensive ends, I think it's relatively deep. It might not be as top heavy as we've seen in years past. Abdul Carter obviously is the premium player, the cream of the crop, but there's plenty of talent and plenty of potential. There's a lot of polishing needed. Those players, you know, Braden Swinson out of LSU, a lot to like there. He can sink his hips, he can dip his shoulder, he can turn the corner. Jordan Birch from Oregon, kind of that tweener, 6'6", 280, 285, but he's pretty bendy for a player of his size. So I think if you're in need of defensive line help across the board at edge or defensive tackle, you're going to get some talent there and some depth. And these are guys that I think that you can find situationally and two-down roles, obviously third-down situations. I think you can really mix and match, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see a lot of teams end up doubling down at the defensive line group.
And those are positions both Packers and the Lions could particularly use out of this draft class. So that ends up being a very good thing for both sides. What are some weaknesses to you in this draft of maybe where it just is a little bit less than ideal in this situation?
I think when I look at just overall weaknesses, I mean, I thought maybe, you know, the cornerback class is, as a whole, like it's deep, but I felt like it could have been a little bit better, and I'll elaborate here in a little bit on it because, you know, another question that you're going to be asking. But I think the corners can be kind of hit or miss because that's a tough position to develop in the NFL. Those guys are put on islands early in their career. It's not like they can be in a rotational role If they come out on the field, a quarterback is going to try to expose that player as quickly as they can. So it's kind of tough to develop those guys. But really, I look at the quarterback class, the premier position. Everybody's talking about the shiny new toys and who's it going to be. I look at the quarterbacks and I just wonder, you know, are we just hyping this class up a little bit too much because it truly isn't what we want it to be, and this is the best that we have for this class? Because, you know, I like Sanders, I like Cam Ward. I'm impressed with what I see with guys like Jackson Dart, but these are guys that have tools, and if they don't find the right system and the right fits, it's going to be really hard to develop those guys. And when you look at some of the teams drafting at the front of the first round, some of these guys are going to be in positions where they could really fail. If you go to Tennessee, if you're Shador Sanders or you're Cam Ward, obviously you got to step up and play, but there's some really bad rosters across the board with the Raiders. You look at the Jets, you look at the Titans. Some of these teams, it's just, you know, are they going to get the time to be successful, or are these going to be guys that have all the tools, like a Will Levis, for example, who I really liked a few years ago, thought he could have been really good. He ended up slipping into the second round, and we kind of saw what he was this past year. I'm just worried that that's what this class is as a whole with the quarterbacks, because there's just not really that elite passer in this draft.
Yeah, and sometimes when you end up in those situations, like you're kind of mentioning here, you end up with teams overdrafting quarterbacks that should probably be second, third, fourth round picks that end up going still early in the first round because those teams still are quarterback needy, and you end up pushing those up the board maybe more than they should. We'll see if any of these quarterbacks can ultimately pay that off in the end. We're being joined by Russell Brown, Lions Wire NFL Draft Analyst for Fantasy Pros. You can find him on social media at Russ NFL Draft. Make sure to give him a follow. He covers the draft as well as anyone. It's always can't miss, and I always appreciate his insights. Let me ask you this. If you are a NFL general manager, what are you starting to target early in this draft where maybe there's going to be a position that sort of, you know, dries up after maybe the first or second round? And what are other positions in this draft where maybe you can target a lot of later because it's a much deeper position?
I think the position you want to target early, and this was kind of to my point of just maybe a little bit of a weaker class, was the cornerback position. I think, you know, obviously teams are going to be chopping at the bit to get a Will Johnson, a Travis Hunter, some of those guys that we see at the top of the draft. And then you kind of get to the next tier, maybe the back end of the first round, early second round guys, Jahdae Barron out of Texas, Ozzie Thomas from Florida State. I really like both those players. But I thought there was a little bit of a drop off the further down the list I went and down the board I went with, you know, Trey Amos and Zay Alexander. I felt like those guys could have performed better. I expected more. They didn't necessarily do exactly, you know, what I wanted to see on film. You look at Benjamin Morrison. I know he's a kind of a hot name for the Green Bay Packers. You kind of forgot about him because he got hurt and he's just kind of fell under the radar a little bit. Feels like kind of that forgotten guy in this draft, but you watch his tape and you see a lot of good flashes, but then at the same time, you see a guy that looks a little stiff in the hips. And I just wonder, the further down the board you go, and I don't know if you can find plug-and-play guys. You might find some depth, some special teamers, but you're going to have some guys that you're going to have to sit on and really hope that they develop throughout year one and then potentially become a starter into year two. But I don't know if you really want to, you know, take a Jacob Parrish out of Kansas State, you know, in the second round and put him in a starting role right away. I think he's a guy that also needs time. You know, you look at Bilal Khan out of Western Michigan. I really wanted to like his tape against Ohio State. Just didn't. He was really hesitant. Didn't play very physical in the run game. So there's a lot of that with these corners that I'm seeing and studying. And I think this week is huge for them because they've got to test really well. But if these guys don't test well, then it kind of matches the film. And it just kind of makes me feel the way that I do about, you know, guys that you want to draft early in this draft. And then as far as players to draft late, I kind of talked about them. The defensive line class, it's a deep class. You're going to get these guys all across the board in every single round. You can pick and choose and find guys that fit your scheme. It's very versatile in that. So I think, again, you're going to see 5 to 7, maybe even 8 or 9 defensive linemen drafted in every single round in this year's draft.
Yeah, it's super exciting because, again, both the Lions and the Packers can definitely use that depth along the defensive line, and hopefully it's going to be a great draft for that. You're listening to Russell Brown, Lions Wire NFL Draft Analyst for Fantasy Pros. All right. Of course, we know that with the combine, it's not just specifically NFL draft stuff, although that's the primary objective. There's always a lot of buzz around the league of players who could be cut, players who could be traded, moving teams, some free agent buzz. I've heard some interesting stuff on Kirk Cousins, on Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, just some of the rumor mill that's been going on so far. What's maybe caught your eye the most and what's kind of intriguing you from some of the stuff that's been out there?
I think seeing some of the stuff with just the pass rushers that are, you know, some of the defensive linemen that are requesting trades or have been allowed to seek trades. You know, today there was news that Titans outside linebacker or defensive end Harold Landry, he's been granted permission to seek a trade. We're talking about a 28-year-old player that's had 31 and a half sacks the last three seasons. I think he's a fine player. Just curious, you know, what's the going rate for a player like that? You look at Washington defensive tackle Jonathan Allen. That news came out yesterday that he's been granted permission to seek a trade. We obviously know the stuff with Myles Garrett in Cleveland. I don't think he's going to end up getting traded, but you're starting to see, I think, as deep of a class that this is, some teams may be trying to get rid of some of the aging veterans that they have and some guys that are eating up a lot of cap space, knowing that, hey, I can trade this, get some extra assets in this year's draft, whether it's a second or a third round pick, whatever the case may be, and then they can go ahead and recoup it with this deep defensive line class. But outside of that, you know, really curious what happens with Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel. You mentioned Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins. Really curious how those guys land and how they fall. And then outside of that, you know, what are some of the contract extensions going to look like? Ja'Marr Chase, it sounds like the Bengals want to pay him. They want to reward him for his hard work and his production. What's that contract going to look like? Is it going to be $40 million? Is it going to be $15 million? It sounds like he's going to set the market for the wide receivers. So it's going to be really curious, you know, how that all looks and how it all unfolds. Because this is kind of when it gets a little crazy, right? After you get through this week, the craziness starts to come out. But this is why the combine kind of takes place. GMs and key personnel and front office personnel people get to sit down and figure out exactly what it is that they want to do this offseason if they can find a partner to trade with.
Yeah, it always feels like sort of the launching point for everything. And obviously a really fun week, and we start hearing this buzz and then some things really start happening. So really looking forward to that. Obviously the free agency is going to kick off here in a couple weeks, which will really ramp everything up as well. But it's about to get very interesting very quick. Again, you're listening to Russell Brown, LionsWire NFL Draft Analyst for Fantasy Pros. All right, we've obviously talked some draft and offseason. Want to ask you a couple questions quick about the Lions before we kind of get you out of here. Just from a general overview standpoint, what are you expecting from this Lions offseason, and how aggressive do you expect them to be?
You know, I don't think they're going to be overly aggressive. I mean, Brad Holmes was asked that yesterday at the Combine during his media availability. They had asked, you know, you added Darius Smith. It sounds like you guys want to pay Aiden Hutchinson. What's going to be the status of going out and get another star edge rusher? And he says it seems pretty unlikely. You know, so I don't think they're going to be overly aggressive and go get a guy like a Myles Garrett or even a Trey Hendrickson, or maybe even the guys that I talked about a little bit ago with Jonathan Allen and Harold Landry. I don't think they're going to end up going for those guys. Maybe they do, but it just doesn't seem like it. This is a team that they like rewarding the guys that are within their system and the guys that are producing. So I think we're going to see some contract extensions for guys, and I think we'll see the common trend that we've seen over the years with the Lions since Brad Holmes took over, a lot of 1 and 2 year deals, prove it deals for guys that maybe were on the outskirts for another team, but they just need an opportunity to come in and compete. And when you look at just over the years, it seems like there's really nowhere better to come and compete for this coaching staff under Dan Campbell, because he seems to get the most out of his guys, which is why we saw, you know, Charles Harris revamp his career, John Kaminsky, even Jalen Reeves-Maven. So I think that's what we'll see as a common trend throughout this offseason with who they decide to sign. As far as guys that I don't think will be back in Detroit, I don't think linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maven or safety Ifeat Omalafonwu will be back. As much as I like Jalen Reeves-Maven, he played great in 23, didn't play great in 24. It kind of feels like it's ran its course with him. And the same for Omalafonwu, often injured, not very productive. I think that they can look at getting a depth safety and a third safety into their defense if needed, somewhere in late day two or day three of this draft. So that's kind of where I'm sitting as far as the offseason. I don't think they're going to do anything splashy. I think they're going to bring back a lot of their guys. You know, Tim Patrick should be back. I think Kevin Zietler will be back. That's maybe the splashy signing, right, because he's a starting guard. But other than that, I think it's pretty straightforward business as usual for them and get to the draft and assess from there.
Yeah, it's obviously such a very talented team already, just kind of keeping things together, a couple additions here and there. It's going to be, I think, a very important season for Detroit. And I'll kind of just wrap with that. Again, we're talking with Russell Brown of the Lions Wire. what does this sort of season mean for Detroit, just kind of coming up and with this offseason to set them up for that success? They've obviously had all this success in the regular season that hasn't necessarily paid off in the playoffs. It feels like, I wouldn't say that the window is closing per se, but it feels like obviously it's time to start winning in the playoffs and kind of get to that Super Bowl if this team kind of wants to do it. Just how important would you put the 2025 season for the Lions as you kind of look at this window for them right now?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, we know that there's going to be some regression, right? It's hard to win 15 games in back-to-back seasons and to go 15-2, right? I mean, like, that's probably the ceiling. That's the best that you're going to do in the regular season outside of 17-0 or 16-1. But, you know, the odds of that happening are slim to none. So I think it's one of those things where they probably understand that if they can get to, 11 or 12, maybe even 13 wins, they're sitting in a good situation, in a good spot. Obviously, this season didn't end the way that they wanted it to, but I think the key for them is get back to the NFC Championship game and just kind of take it from there. And if they end up losing to, a team like Philadelphia or San Francisco or even the Packers, it would obviously suck. It would hurt, but it's one of those where it's like, hey, they got back to, another conference championship game. It's a good season. Winning is a tough thing to do in the NFL. We all know it. Which is why, the Lions were so bad for so long. So I think it's one of those things where obviously you want to win the Super Bowl. They know what the end goal is. Every team has the same goal. But I think realistically, if you had to put some expectations on it, I think, try to get to 12 or 13 wins, potentially win the NFC North if you can. It's such a tight division, so tough. But at the end of it all, just get back to a conference championship and see if you can, punch your ticket to the Super Bowl.
Maybe we can get that Packers Lions NFC Championship game, which of course would be a ton of fun. Some really good games last year, of course, especially that one in Detroit was a ton of fun, even if Detroit came up on top. Russ, I cannot thank you enough. It's always great chatting football with you. Where can we find all of your incredible work and what do you have coming out this week?
Appreciate it, man. Always fun as well. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter or X at RussNFLDraft. This week, just a lot of combine stuff, breaking it down. I'll have some scouting reports on certain players, and a lot of it will be through the Lions lens. And then next week on Fantasy Pros, I'll have some draft rankings as far as my, first top 50 big board. I'll have some player rankings. We'll get another mock draft into the mix. So a lot of fun stuff there.
If you're an NFL draft nerd at all and you're not following Russ, and it's all the best stuff. Like, just go out to his Twitter page and it's just all awesome draft stuff every single day. I cannot appreciate it enough because it's just the level of nerdiness that I always love. Russ, I cannot thank you enough. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy your combine week. All right, man.
You too, man. We'll talk to you.
I can't wait. Appreciate him. Go follow him at RussNFLDraft. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phones and the text line. So get those phone calls and texts into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. It's the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.